On to business now. And while the brief for this spot is to be up about the success of Lincolnshire companies, it would be remiss of us not to consider the challenges they face. And one of those is the difficulty in doing business with public sector organisations. Colin Cram is a consultant advising companies how to apply for public contracts. He says it's very hard.
There are all sorts of things in government tender documents that make it very difficult for smaller companies to bid. So effectively what we're doing is discriminating against some of our smaller local companies, and we need to remove that discrimination.
Well, Steve Gelder runs a construction group in Lincolnshire. Morning, Steve. Fair to say, isn't it, that construction is one area where the public sector represents a very significant business opportunity. So what's the problem?
The problem comes in what's called pre-qualification questionnaires or pre-quals. And sometimes it can take you 3 or 4 days to fill these in. They're absolutely huge documents, and this is just to get on the tender list to be able to submit a tender.
Oh, well, you know, if you want the business, you've got to fill in a few forms. What's the problem with that?
Well, you've got to fill in a few forms, but then there's if you're a small plumbing outfit or a small builder, you don't have 3 or 4 days. If you're a Balfour Beatty or a Kia, you have a whole department that just spends every day filling these forms in, and they get very good at filling the forms in. And so you find that a lot of the national organisations or the PLCs are on every tender list at the expense of the smaller local company.
So the smaller companies are losing out on potentially business-saving opportunities.
Yeah, it's a huge amount of money. I mean, I'm not totally up on the figures, but I've been told that only something like 10% of the government spend goes with local companies, and that's a £200 billion a year spend, so... It's a lot of money goes to the PLCs and the large national companies. So.
Well, this is significant because, I mean, one of the things that the government is looking at to try and get us out of the economic mire is a big spend on infrastructure. And, you know, this could present very significant opportunities to a company like yours, but not if you're not in the running.
Not if we're not in the running. But it's not just Gelder Group, it's all local companies, really. And I speak to a lot of people in the industry, and everyone is kind of just wishing they would get a bit of common sense back into the marketplace, really. If you was having an extension on your house and you was going to spend £100,000 on it, you wouldn't ask 20 companies to fill in a pre-tender questionnaire and then from that choose 6 companies to tender for it. You would go and speak to a few professionals in the industry, and you would soon put a tender list together without wasting everybody's time filling there.
What do you think the problem is? Do you think it's the responsibility and the pressure on the individuals who have to make these contracting decisions? You know, they've got to be able to justify how they selected your company and go back to their bosses.
Everybody's become risk averse, and over the last 2 or 3 years, there's a whole industry built up around getting on tender lists. We now celebrate more. We win more tenders when we're on the tender list than we actually get on the tender list. So it's a weird thing. We celebrate more getting on a tender list than sometimes we do actually winning a job at the end of it, which is a ridiculous situation. But I'm sure it comes from... I just personally feel it comes from kind of European guidelines, not Europe bashing all the time, but there's guidelines that we seem to, in the UK, then take as... we kind of put it on the statute book when it's actually just a guideline to ensure that you give everybody an equal opportunity to get on a tender list.
Guidelines,
and suddenly it generates a huge amount of paperwork. And someone just needs to look at this and think, actually, we don't need somebody to spend 3 days filling this in. 3 hours is more than enough.
And not be held hostage by guidelines. Okay, all right. Well, Steve, thanks very much indeed for talking to us this morning. Steve Gelder.